Hi Matt, Dave here from Melbourne SEO Services. Just wanted to record a short audio to give you some ideas and things you might be able to include in your article, covering the idea that in a world of free social media, what role does PR play? So PR, obviously standing for public relations, is still very, very relevant, whether it's working with media outlets, be it news, TV, those sorts of things. I see that still as, the traditional PR. But also you could kind of say that online and working with free social media is also public relations because you're dealing directly with the public. So when it comes to online, it's really important that I suppose you do a few things. And a lot of these online aspects of PR can be handled internally, and it's usually a good idea. That way it really comes across in the voice of the business and doesn't sound inauthentic. But as monitoring the PR side of things for a business online is probably a good place to start. You want to make sure that you set up Google Alerts and keep an eye on your brand names, product names, and make sure that when you spot something, you join the conversation. And if anything does pop up, whether it's favorable or not with your brand, you really want to jump in there and make sure that you best represent you and your business. Then also, it's important to make sure that you're managing those online properties as well, be it YouTube, Facebook. Make sure that you're setting up those properties, and even if you're not actively using them, at least having something there, so that way people can't come in and, you know, later on, if you do decide to include it as part of your strategy, that name or username has already been registered. And then also, I see really important these days, like the modern day way for you to connect with people really interested in your brand is to have some sort of blog. So that's a little bit like PR, where you talk about what's going on in your business and keeping things up to date, having news and where you're completing work and if you've been cited in the media. All that type of stuff should all get aggregated on the blog. So those aspects of PR and with the role of social media, all of that can and I'd recommend should be done in-house and internally. There's also a little bit of a crossover between traditional media and this new form of online press stuff. For example, there's the online press releases, which help to get the word out about different things going on in your business and how you're relevant. They're just like traditional press releases, but submitted through a lot of online forms. They're great for SEO, but that's not always the primary reason for doing it. Also, connecting with media people and getting online coverage as well. So there's a little bit of, a crossover. That's almost like the traditional style of PR as well. That said as well, offline traditional PR still works as well. People are still out there reading the newspapers, watching the TV, so it still plays an important role to connect with people, who can maybe get you coverage through some of those different media. And using some of the online methods and offline together are the best way to go. Oftentimes with the online, you can manage it yourself. With the offline, you might look to someone else. With all that said and done, I know I'm probably a little bit biased. I still think you're going to get the best return on your investment for managing your own PR online. There's a lot of things that you can do there. And with the right guidance, I think you're going to get the best bang for your buck. Anyway, just a few thoughts. If you want to chat further, you can get in touch with me at Melbourne SEO Services or respond back to the email. Hope it helps.